This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Me.
I'd like to start by saying hi to my bitch.
That's you!
There she is.
That bitch!
No, that bitch.
That bitch!
How you doing, bitch? That bitch is known as the flu.
Oh, dear.
Welcome back. This time.
Not the cold flu.
No, not the one that I had last time where I had to use that thing where you put the saline solution in your nose.
Neti pot, yeah.
No.
No?
Explosive, colorful diarrhea.
Explosive. Oh, my God. That's not
colorful good. Vomit. If you were to kiss me now, the taste would be...
Rob, open the door.
Sour stomach.
Let's get a window open in here.
Get you some fresh
air. I want spray. I want everything. I totally sympathize with
there's
you.
There's nothing
course.
Left to come out. There's nothing left to come
you
out.
You think you're beyond your contagious phase?
These pipes are clean?
Well, I'll put it to you like this, Mike.
I'm not touching anything in here today.
I think it's too late because I found out my girlfriend had been feeling poorly over the last couple of days as well.
I see.
You found that out.
I found it out,
after you got sick?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's a brave soldier like that. She doesn't come strong to the microphone.
So how did this work with did this work with your weight loss? Because usually that works real well. Have you jumped on the scale at all during this period of time?
It's just been, it was when I walked through the door last night. Uh-huh. Rob called me when he got done with his father-son anger management class.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
And he was saying to me.
Badly, Buzz. Very badly.
Talking to me about everything that happened with Robert's school.
Right,
and
right.
Wanted to ask me about American Idol. And literally, I was standing there with my pants around my ankles. And I had sweated through the T-shirt. This is a very sexy picture.
Sure is.
And I'm standing there on the phone, and I don't want to say to him, my bowels are exploding. So I'm listening to Rob tell me about sitting in the little pre-K chair.
Right.
Making the birdcage with his son.
The birdhouse, yeah, it was fun. It was
and you
great.
Did not even know that
You looked like it was fun.
It was great.
Fun is written all over your face.
Trying to choose between the floor and a chair that's designed for a Barbie doll.
You didn't even know I skillfully maneuvered during that conversation. I ended up on the commode.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. The reverb and the ambient noise didn't even change.
I was in the kitchen bathroom. I was sick, so I was allowed to use the bathroom that you can't normally poop in.
That's fantastic.
So it hit you on the way home last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Out of
your color doesn't look that bad.
Well, Mike, as George Hamilton says.
Yeah, you tanned this morning?
Just give me a ticket to wherever the sun is shining.
Uh-huh. Tell me where the sun is.
That's not it. Makeup then?
No, that's not make. Rob, you know I sit outside with that giant, what's that thing that
a reflector. A big reflector.
The same one that Paulie Walnuts used in The Sopranos.
Yes, and it's the same
outside of Satriali's.
It's the same thing that you use in the front of your car, in the dashboard of your car.
Uh-huh.
To absorb the heat. That's
exactly.
I think it's the building.
This building?
I think it's a sick building.
No,
I think it's asbestos.
I think it's just the flu bug. And whatever. I got to tell you, so sick, could not watch American Idol.
Wow.
Ouch.
You did not watch. That is sick.
I did not.
That is very, very sick.
You're sick.
I did not.
Well, I'm sure you got a chance to watch The Moment of Truth then.
I got news for you. And I got a TV in my bathroom.
And you still didn't watch it.
I didn't want to watch it. My
sure,
God.
Sure.
Paula was not nearly as wasted as she was the night before.
Seemed to have it together last
she
night.
She was she was pacing herself pretty well. Huh. Paula was Paula, that's the only person I was looking at. And it was another one of the, lots of bad, lots of good, but it was boring. It was boring. I'm bored. I want to get to the finals.
I found it entertaining, but
I got a flu shot.
That's not the kind of flu. And you're out of that now because it's past the new year,
for
right?
For one kind of flu, really, yeah.
That's the cold flu thing. That's the achy, sneeze, sniffle,
fever.
That type of thing.
Don't they normally buzz, they find the strain of flu that they think is going to be the problem strain?
Yeah, the most popular form of flu that year.
And sometimes 40? It's the flu, but they say a lot of times when you've got the stomach flu, it's really something that you've ingested into your body.
Yeah.
Something that you and your lady might have eaten even over the weekend.
Some of our love cheese.
And it grabs you. It goes ahead and it grabs you.
Some of our body lick. Some of our liqueurs.
You know,
body liqueurs.
American Idol, there were a few good bait and switches last night, but it was not a strong episode.
Perhaps the edible undies?
Well, did you check the date on them?
It was like a chew strip.
Don't get me on the subject of undies. Lord knows I've thrown away enough pairs.
Anywho, let's start the show, shall we?
Let's get moving.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
We got a choice of a couple of opening tapes. Gay Little Rascals.
Really?
Gay Little Rascals.
Never heard of such a thing.
This is not edited for your...
This is back in the day?
This is not edited for your satisfaction. This is simply The Little Rascals, Gay Little Rascals.
And I stop running. I finally...
That doesn't sound like a Little Rascals tape.
Really be good if I played.
I never knew that they wove homosexuality into the storylines with
thought
all those
seen
kids.
All of the episodes.
Go on, you dyke.
I'm sorry. There we go. That's better. Here it is.
Weezer, Weezer, what's the matter with you?
I couldn't sleep all night.
Couldn't sleep? Why?
Jack kept hugging me and kissing me all night, he did.
He did?
Yeah, and he kept on saying, I love you, my darling, I love you, I love you.
Now hurry and eat your breakfast or you'll be late to school.
Hey, don't you kiss me!
See?
Well, I got a question for you.
Weezer, what in the world's the matter with you?
Jack's going to kiss me.
Kiss you?
Yeah, and all night he grabs me and kisses me. He calls me names.
Names? What kind of names?
Faggot.
Precious and sweetheart and tootsie tootsie.
What is he, a faggot?
The weird thing
well,
is...
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. I'm trying to... The voices are so high, I'm not able to determine the sex of the person speaking.
Weezer's a little boy.
Is it Spanky?
No, Weezer.
Weezer.
Oh, it's Weezer that's talking about Jack.
Yes, yeah. Boy on boy. Jack, he's one of the off boys.
Jack and Weezer.
Uh-huh.
Jack, Weezer went on to make the video.
Right.
The Weezer video that starred
Al Molinaro. Al
Molinaro.
Jack was the top.
And Jack was the 48-year-old cop in the area.
Don't you like the way all the adults talk? don't you like... What are you doing?
Call you names?
Excuse me, I'm going to be overacting with my incredibly fake, brilliantly devised British accent that I got living in Brooklyn.
Hopefully soon I can make a movie with Raymond Massey.
Hello?
Let's start.
All right. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Frog.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Regular.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
A sport with an all-star game. Turn around. Remind everyone to Bob's shame. The answers he gave us. And give me 20 seconds on the clock, please.
Idiots.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
Try again.
Ice.
A brand of gasoline.
Ethyl.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
A sport with an all-star game.
Football.
Football, you've got to give him that.
Give him football. Give him football.
any man that says alligator, you've got to give
him. Oh, I miss Dawson. Yeah.
God, we all.
Well, that ka-chunk can mean only one thing. Somebody hit Geronimo over the head, right? Nah, you're the host. Do it again.
What, Maury?
Well, that ka-chunk could only mean one thing. Here are the hosts for a current affair headline game. That's Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
Maury!
Who he?
Kind of exactly.
Whoa, boy.
Touchdown!
Oh, hi there, Paula. Simon has something to say to you, Buzz.
Yeah? And you handle meat.
Yes, I do.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
What do you think, Paula?
What?
I'm not happy.
Well, we got two different Paulas.
Touchdown!
We got that one, and we got... Oh, Kurt, we got to ask Regis Philbin. What do you think of Paula Abdul-Regis?
That's your big bitch.
I knew you'd get that one.
Bitch!
We had to get that one today.
That's your big bitch.
You don't hear that. You don't hear that on Regis and Kelly very often.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past,
yeah.
I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
That answer is true.
You know, your mouth is doing weird, weird things.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program. No adjustment of your set is necessary. Please stand by.
I gotta tell you something about that later.
Of course, but first... All these guys.
Yes, darling?
Yes, sir? Yes, ma'am? Ann Coulter?
Faggot.
Yeah.
No! Gary Carson!
Oh, how about the phone number?
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your big bitch.
Regis.
Okay, Mr. Rombe, you lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. A very nice shapely butt. A very nice, very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Enough.
What is he, a faggot?
That is so true, Dick.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. No. God damn it, they're fags.
There's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
hey, hold on. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike. Ed.
Better break till that. Yeah, come on now. Have another one.
Get a running start, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Have another cocktail, sweetheart.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
How the frig are you?
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. SHI Thursday.
Wow.
That's what's going on right now in my pants. Don and Mike show, and it's sure happy it's Thursday. Our phone number same as it was yesterday.
The desiccated Don Geronimo today.
877-365-3636. I'm fully ready. Rob said, can I get you anything? And I said, seriously, how about an adult diaper? Just.
So it's all south of the border.
Let it go.
It seems to me that the only thing that's coming out now is Gatorade.
Oh, really?
I had nothing solid to eat today.
We'll get you some Pedialyte.
I just want some Tussin. Just rub some Tussin all over my colon.
You know, we ought to be treated like NFL players. They ought to get you an IV in here.
Uh-huh.
You know how, like, in the games where they get cramps or they get dehydrated, they run the guys in and they get them an IV drip.
Yeah, but
there's no reason why we shouldn't have IV drips
no
in radio.
At all.
But you never hear, there goes Jeremy Shockey. He has sick poops.
No. Well, you hear occasionally the guys have the flu, and I've seen guys throw up on the sidelines in an NFL game.
And I take it back. I guess there is the story. I'm sure I remember it the last 10 years at least of a guy having diarrhea.
Guy had diarrhea.
On the field.
And Matt Elliott, what was he, Mr. Irrelevant, when he used to play for the Redskins?
Last guy picked in the draft.
At Michigan, they would actually, number two on their in their pants. Not at number two, number one. They do that during a game.
Sounds like fun.
To intimidate the other lineman.
Hello there.
Or something.
I do that here all the time.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hi, I'd like to speak to Don and Mike, please.
Oh, yeah. Your wish is granted. What's happening, Master? We are your genies.
Hello?
Your genie.
Hello?
Hey, yes, hello.
Hear me?
This is Don and Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How
are
you doing?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
That is nice. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I just want to let you guys know, the other day you guys were talking about Scientology and stuff like that. I was wondering if you knew about this group of hackers that went on to...
Yes, we did.
We had it a long time ago.
Oh, my God. Indeed. Were we on top of that?
It was fascinating.
Would you get out of here? How long? 2 days we talked about those hackers.
At least.
Okay. Well, because the reason somebody was able to find all their secret documents.
Yeah, we got all of it. Don't we have all those documents?
Oh, yeah. We have
everything's online.
We got it, baby.
All printed out.
Okay. See you.
Well, thanks.
See you at the meeting.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hackers.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello there. You're on the air. What's happening?
Hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
Yes. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Okay. Well, let's try the next one.
All righty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I like that technique of jumping on the scale whenever you're sick or dehydrated to help preserve your body image or self-esteem.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful idea. It's no, I mean, I've always done that whenever I have felt a little sick.
Like, say I didn't. I mean, I...
Oh, I do.
I don't know what it's worth, but I didn't.
Let me take his slings and arrows then, because I do that. Any, you know, every little bit helps.
That's the actual way. Everything else is not correct. That's the weight you want to go by.
Yeah, you can actually get sick and then jump on the scale and use that weight, I think, for 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Also, Mike, I got to tell you, you changed my life when you told me about Sandra Lee, semi-hard or semi-homemade. I'm just, like, mesmerized by her every second. She's like that girl, like that one hot mom in Little League that hosted the swim party at her house, and she's wearing the bikini, and she's, like, putting the Band-Aid on you.
She is and she has huge, beautiful breasts that she does. She very much tries to cover up. And occasionally she'll feel a little randy, and you'll see just a tiny bit of cleavage.
Randy.
But, man, I would love to see more. I would love to see her do – I'd like to see her take out the, you know, the lady fingers that she makes the semi-homemade tiramisu with and do it in a tube top. I'd love to see that. But she does bend over a lot.
What is this film?
This is Sandra – is it Sandra Lee, Rob, or Sandra D?
Lee.
It's Sandra Lee, and she's on the Food Network, and she's one of the second tier stars of the Food Network.
I saw her picture the other day. Now I know who we're talking
about.
And
she's got big, beautiful breasts, and she's always like she's a Martha Stewart wannabe. And let me tell you why. She's a Martha Stewart wannabe because she will always say things like this. She will say, "These are my beautiful potatoes that I just got from the grocery store. Now, I'll slice my potatoes. I'll put them into my bowl. Now, by the time my pasta is ready, I'm ready to go to my oven. Then I'll open my refrigerator. Everything is hers. And that's what Martha Stewart does, too. It's not like folding paper. I fold my paper. Now, I don't mind that when you're talking about something you've made, but when you're talking about produce, God made that.
Would it be worse, though, than to use the royal we?
It's almost like the royal we.
We take our paper
just as well.
And we move our paper.
Look at my beautiful strawberries. They're not your beautiful strawberries.
No. We take our 2-ply toilet paper and we generously pull and we pull and we pull again.
Now, Sandra Lee, if she was to come out and say, you know, just this is a dream come true. Yeah. I'm one episode on the Food Network. Would you please take a look at my beautiful breast?
There, that's a good
now,
use of the word.
Now, that would be a perfect use of the word.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Paula Deen to do that.
I think Paula Deen would be maybe a grown-up version of Rachel Ray. I think Paula Deen would have, I'm not sure, because Paula Deen, she wears big shirts.
Yeah.
You don't really get a good look at her.
That's often, you know, you keep those missiles hidden under there.
You do, the food ladies. Sandra Lee does not do that. She wears enough to show you that she's got a bounty.
Those big mamo missiles.
But she annoys me most of the time.
I don't want to be painted into a corner saying Paula Deen's hot.
I bet Paula Deen was hot in her day.
I just have a sour stomach today.
I bet she was.
Hello, Don and Mike show. God, I hope it's not the flu. Christ, I hope it's not the flu.
It'll be fine.
Did you have this type of flu, Buzz?
No, I never did.
What type did you have? The poopy kind?
No, I didn't have that at all.
You have the throw-up kind?
No, I didn't have that
you
either.
Just, you had just the...
I just had the aches and the head cold and all of that.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Here's the thing when you're sick, too. God damn, you should appreciate it, because I know that 3 weeks ago, if you would have said to me, here's the deal. You will be able to breathe perfectly.
Right.
Nasal passage is great. You'll be able to, no coughing, no hacking, no wheezing. Right. However, seriously, your ass is going to be on fire, and you're going to throw up so much and until you get that taste in your mouth. You know what I would have said 3 weeks ago?
What?
Done! And throw in a side order of cancer.
You would have
really.
You would have traded.
You would have taken. You would have taken the sniffles.
But now not so much, right?
No.
You might have food poisoning too.
No, I would think so. Unless Jan told me she'd had the exact same type feelings for, and I didn't have anything to eat yesterday.
I just remember hearing a doctor one time come in and say every time people think they've got the, well, it's called the stomach flu or the bug,
right?
It's actually a lot of times it's food poisoning.
Yeah, contaminated food.
Well, contaminated food usually gets you really close to 3 hours after you've eaten it,
right?
And so you would
That's
have to
true.
Backtrack.
That's true.
So it doesn't really like linger
longer.
Ugh.
Get you
kiss
a mint.
Me. Kiss me on the mouth.
Just
right
try
now.
To breathe in the other direction.
You know it's bad when I think I've got bad breath. Mm-hmm. You know, when you can taste it in your own mouth.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
You know, that's when it's really not good.
Cause for concern.
You know what this talk is doing?
Turning you on?
It's making me all queasy, like. It's making me kind of queasy. Because I ate peanuts yesterday.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to do that.
I know I'm not supposed to do that. Did you see, you know, you always watch what I eat. Did you see late in the show when I brought the little Dixie cup with peanuts in it?
Yeah.
And I ate it all.
Did that help?
What?
Not
big,
good.
Big
get
rat?
The, get the flavor out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's cinnamon gum.
Not unless you want to use this as a butt plug.
Well, you said your breath was bad.
Mike, I've got a tin of Altoids over here, and I don't think there's enough Altoid, Big Red, Listerine, whatever, you know, rubbing alcohol.
Burn a hole in your tongue before the breath would improve.
Witch hazel, pure grain alcohol.
You know what might, you know, sometimes what might work. Do we have any leeches?
Joe does.
I think we ought to bleed him.
Hold on, let me
bleed him
a
little bit.
Oh, and you know what?
Oh, it's that old gum.
Nice fresh gum. You can actually hear crack on the microphone. That's all right. I don't want to break a tooth off, too.
If nothing else, we could use that as a nickname for your colon, Big Red.
Big Red. Today. Actually, is Duke itself.
And in the middle of all this last night, I get the phone call from my son who wants to talk to me about something important. Uh-huh. And I think it's important, like everything to him is important, like, did you see what Jon Stewart said, or did you hear about whatever with somebody or somebody? Mm-hmm. So I was really sitting on the bowl, and I hear the, yeah.
Jan says, hello.
Bart's on the phone.
No.
And I said, did you tell him? And she says, yeah, you're going to be happy with what he wants to tell you. I said, okay. So I put the hand outside.
Uh-huh.
She hands me the phone. I'm sitting there. I'm like, yes, what? Dad, I ordered my cap and gown today. And normally,
isn't that nice?
Normally, that would be a moment that you know you'd be very proud. You know, five long years, and my only comment was that's fantastic, Bart. And at that point, the phone just dropped to the floor.
Oh dear!
Because stuff started happening.
Oh my God!
Out of both sides.
Eey.
And I guess like 15 minutes later, he called back. And he spoke to Janet, and he said, what was going on there?
He's a little concerned.
Sure.
In mid-sentence, the phone fell out of your hand.
I know. I said, hold on a second. Uh-huh. And the phone just went down.
So did you get any follow-up from him? Do we know?
Oh, yeah.
So has he climbed the mountain? He's there?
Knock
at the finish line?
Knock on every bit of four, Michael, you have. We've ordered invitations.
Wow.
We got the cap. We got the gown.
He's there.
I even had to explain to him how the racket is run. It was like, he's like, who do we want to invite? Uh-huh. We want to invite, he says, I want you and Janet.
Right.
And I'd like Grandma to come down.
Sure. Okay.
And he said, so I really need three invitations.
Sure.
And I said, no, you don't. No. This is where you send an invitation to every goddamn person that's ever been to the family reunion for your entire life.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Because this, my son, is how you are going to get your little seed to start your life.
Yes, absolutely.
You milk it.
Right.
Milk it
for all it's worth.
You milk it with the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, he's to be congratulated then. He's at the end of a very significant 5-year period in his life.
I wish it was 4, but it's closer to 5.
Hey, I went to school with a lot of 7-year guys.
All I know is that it's great. And then later, after my colon had stopped exploding for a while, when I was on the phone with him, he said, the other thing that just rocked my world.
Really?
He said, I'm thinking after I graduate, he's going to take a year and go out to the West Coast, and he's maybe got an opportunity out there to get in as a grunt on like a TV show, you mm-hmm. know, behind the scenes doing production stuff. He said, if that doesn't work out, I'm thinking about coming back and getting my PhD.
A professional student.
And I said, exactly. I said to him, Bart, I know plenty of people who spend their whole life going back to school.
I have family members that have done that.
And he said, no, he said, I have a goal. He said, someday you may have to refer to me as Dr. Bart Source.
Dr. Bart.
And I said, I will stand up on the highest mountaintop and scream to the heavens when that happens.
So it sounds like to me, does he want to do some teaching at all?
Or yeah, I think so.
Has he actually gotten so in love with the academic environment that he wants to hang around those institutions?
I really don't know. It's a big change.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all of a sudden life has grabbed this young man by the short hairs and said, hey, bud, guess what? You know, this is it. It's over. And
it's go time.
And mm-hmm. it's great. It's just great to see. I love him so much. I'm so proud of him. He's such really a wonderful young man, such a great son.
So is he going to get his master's? Obviously, if he's going to get his PhD, he's got to get his master's too.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm
trying to think how many years we're talking.
All I know is that it's student loan territory, baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, so, you made that clear to him that, you know, the
he knows that. Trust me, there's a few lessons that he knows, and that's one of them.
Well, that's cool. PhD.
So I'm very excited for him.
He's very good for him.
Ooh. It would have been rough. It would have really been rough if he had missed the cut this time.
Yeah. You wouldn't want that.
Hey, look, you know, I know guys that have done that. I remember when I had the algebra competency requirement at American University and took it once. It's a swing and a miss. Took it twice. Swing and a miss. Took it the third time, passed it the third time. By that time, I didn't even need it to graduate.
Wow. Well, he's a good young man, and I love him with my whole heart. It's funny to think that that same little, you know, when I was talking to Rob last night during one of the attacks, as it turns out, he was talking about the thing that he and Robert were doing for the anger management class with his son, mm-hmm. was that they build birdhouses together.
Yes.
And this is something that I think schools lay on dads and sons a lot.
Right.
And it was really just a weird thing because my ass is exploding, and I taste like puke, but at the same time, I'm very happy that I'm going through this moment with Bart. And as it turns out, the thing that Robert and Rob are doing, I have the exact. We did the exact same thing when Bart was Robert's age, and we still have that birdhouse, the little birdhouse that he and I built. It's in our kitchen.
You made together.
Yeah. So I said to Rob, I said that's kind of a universal thing, and it was right at that point that I moved towards the bathroom when I felt the next wave of
I knew
what
something was wrong, but I didn't.
It appeared to be, and it was the type where you get done and you stand up and you look and you think, RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
Really, when I stood up and looked at the bowl the first time.
Sure.
It was like.
Speckle?
Yeah, it was 90% air and 10%.
Trajectory.
Granulated.
Oh.
Whatever.
Oh, wow.
That just had been propelled like 90 miles an hour towards the back of the bowl.
Yeah, you know, that's when your body is saying, get out.
Well, it did.
You do not belong here.
Right.
Well, can I put you in a good mood?
Sure.
Let me put you in a good mood.
I am in a great mood anyway.
I'm having dinner last night, and a buddy of mine rolls up to me, and we're chatting, and he's got some nice things to say. We exchange pleasantries and all that, and then he says, going to leave those reindeer on your lawn until summertime?
All right.
It's like, dude, when is that coming down?
Yeah.
So today I was out on the front lawn as quickly as I could. There's only one thing in my front yard that reeks of, you know, hey, lazy man hasn't taken it. And that is I bought the cheesy little Santa and reindeer
light. You told me the light-up thing,
that
right?
That I propped up on the front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, after that, this morning I get up and I run out there. And I'm doing it as quickly as possible. And you know why I'm doing it that way? Because I am just waiting for somebody, because even somebody that might not even know me, who will drive by in the car and lean out the window and go, hey, it's about time.
And you know that's like the one so thing universal.
I wanted to avoid that.
Yeah.
So I grabbed Santa and the reindeer. I disconnected the power cord. Uh-huh. I ran onto my front porch, and I just threw Santa and the reindeer down flat on the front porch. So there's no more propped up Santa in the front. But I've still, on the front porch, got
your bushes.
I got the garland.
Yeah.
The garland
the
that
garland.
Wraps around the little post that I have on the front door.
I got you.
And I still have, I remember when I put on my little net lights on the bushes,
mm-hmm.
I'd actually sat there and taken all the boxes that they were in and put them aside and put them in a separate storage box, because I was going to take each individual net when I was done using them and fold it up nicely and put it back into the rectangular box.
Well, like guess you always what? Do.
Well, okay. Guess what happened?
What?
I mean, Carla's got the little storage box with all the net light things. I'm like,
right.
Oh, this is great. So I'll go out and I'll do this. So I bring the plastic storage bin.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on the front porch and I take out one of the cardboard boxes. Then I go over to the tree, I take out the power cord, I disconnect it, and I lift the net very carefully off the tree. No problem, no fuss, no muss.
Good.
Then I begin the 28-minute process of trying to fit the net light into the cardboard.
You can't do it.
And that's not happening.
They never go back.
That's not happening. So as opposed, you might say, well, then just put the net lights in the storage thing.
Yeah.
No, I believe I tabled the entire project.
You throw them away?
Mañana to later. No, it's still they're still out on the bushes out in front, but they're not lit. I don't light them.
I got news for you. I've done that.
What, throwaway lights?
In years past, I've been so frustrated while taking down lights that eventually there are one or two strings where it's just like, screw it.
I've done it.
And I just pull them down and take them right to the dumpster.
Yep.
Mike, I'm so guilty. Everything's up. Santa's up. Wow. The reindeer is up.
Well, you got you got the explosive diarrhea. You can't do anything right now.
The wreaths are up.
You better get it down before the blizzard tomorrow.
And I don't even want to tell you about the it's just an ice storm, Rob.
No, I think it's going to be about 2 feet.
And I don't even want to tell you about
probably where you live.
Those dead red plants that we have.
Oh, the poinsettias.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are finally to be fair to Janet, they were hidden behind a box of stuff more than one, lots of boxes that I said I was going to move out of the way. And I said to her, don't touch that because that's my stuff. I'm gonna, it's got receipts in it.
Right.
So she's got a lot of stuff cleaned up, and there's just this one pile in the living room.
Your stuff.
And I went through to clean up my little boxes and check receipts and everything. And I noted behind there, there are poinsettias that I guess she had put out fresh.
That's bad.
I don't know. Maybe.
Wait, the poinsettias are bad because the poinsettias shed, too.
Yeah.
Like, so you got the leaves all over the like the leaves, I should say, not leaves. The leaves.
Like a week before Christmas, they'd been sitting there beautifully. And I know on Christmas morning when we were cleaning up, I had my big stack of like Amazon boxes and stuff like that. And I said, now, all these go right here. Daddy's got a system. Nobody screw with Daddy's stuff. What I forgot was, hey, hello, Christmas was a month ago. So I went yesterday to move these boxes, and I see these poinsettias.
The fire hazard.
She had about five of them, and they are right in front of the fireplace.
You can keep them alive.
If you water them.
You water them.
More than once a month.
Yeah.
They were.
I mean, poinsettias can last all year, can't they?
Yeah, they're a tropical plant, so they have to be kept warm.
Well, I love it when you talk everything retail.
They were dead, and it looked to me like
anything sold at Safeway.
Nothing. They will not be brought back.
No, they were dusty. I mean, they were the type where you touched it and it was like
tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
They have to be nurtured. I got you on the lazy front though. I not only have a naked Christmas tree that hasn't gone upstairs yet that's sitting there. I not only have the garland down the front of the house and all the lights that are still out there for like 3 days. I have two dead fish.
Oh, in the tank.
I have two dead fish.
Stop.
That are going skeletal.
Stop the competition.
They are attached to the air filter.
Animal.
One of them gotten sucked in.
Yes.
Thank you.
We got a winner in aisle 12.
Had a lot on my mind.
Any living fish in the tank with them?
Yeah.
So they're going to get that up.
I don't know. I the way I'm looking at it right now, that you know, if they, I'm doing the very best. I've kept the fish. It started with the algae eating fish, the little sucker.
You're the winner because
he bought the farm. I've tried to keep the fish alive.
Ultra lazy because all you need is one of those big nets on a,
on a
stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All you got to do is just reach in, pull them out.
But it got. I missed them because two of them were up against the air filter, and they're so small that I didn't notice that they were there. And then when I finally did, they had already started serious phases of decomposition.
Mm-hmm. Did they leave a note?
A suicide? Excuse me.
What?
They cited a suicide note.
Relationship problems with Max Baer Jr.
But perhaps. they got
walking pneumonia.
You see the bones coming out now.
Oh really? That means I think they've
been there a long time.
And other fish have been.
I'll
snacking.
Get them tonight. I'll get them tonight when I get home.
They look like cartoon fish.
I'll fish them out before the debate.
They're like the logo for Bonefish, that restaurant. Just like a big fish skeleton floating there.
Animal neglect.
It's kind of what they look like.
Yeah. Were you just raving to me about Bonefish the other day?
Raving?
Didn't you?
I went there last night. That's where I went to dinner.
Didn't you say to me like, this was real life, not on the air?
Yeah, the Bonefish.
You said.
I said old people call that restaurant the Bonefish.
Exactly. You said it's like Outback, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
same owners, similar. Right?
I think so. Yeah.
Don, you can get any sauce on any fish at Bonefish.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I did last night.
Hello there. That sounds like a thumbs up.
Yeah, it is. That was my thumbs up. Good. When you hear that sound, it's a thumbs up.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
I was brewing a sauce last night. I could still make you a batch of it today, maybe.
Really?
Any fish?
You could produce a little Donnie salsa? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That could happen. On D-Man.
Don Fish.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's happening? Hello?
Hey, Don, you left us hanging with your story before. You were, you had it coming out of both ends so bad that you dropped the phone. How in the world did you handle that? Where do you go?
I mean, where do I go? Oh, you know, that's an outstanding question.
Really?
Yeah. Because that is like a study in human nature. Yeah. I will tell you, I stood up when I realized it was happening from both ends.
Yeah.
And the bottom one.
It should.
I see.
The bottom one.
Use the trash can for the top?
The trash can, Robbie, it's like you're right there. It's right to my left.
Oh, so you were able to.
I reached.
Everything was captured.
But I did not sit down with the thought that the upchuck was going to go into the
right.
Made a last minute audible when I happened to see the garbage can there. Otherwise, I was thinking, Well, puke on my feet.
Jesus, get a fire hose in that room.
Perfect end to a perfect day.
Come on, hazmat.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so to answer the question, at least in my case, if both were happening at the same time, I do have the answer for you. The butt wins.
Oh, the butt has to win. I mean, I'd much rather deal with the aftermath of of top side than bottom side.
Sure.
Although you don't want to deal with bottom side because you know what? A lot of time dealing with bottom side will make top side come anyway.
Uh-huh. Although I'll tell you that the entire thing made me realize my girlfriend really does love me.
Oh, you find out, don't you?
Yeah.
You find out when you're in that situation.
I found out.
She wasn't just coming over and prodding you with a stick?
No, I found out when I was laying on the couch and I said, and I heard like this boom, 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 boom. I was like, God, everything seems heightened to me. What is that sound? She says, that's just the sound of the dryer. And I said, what is in the dryer? She said, the mats, the bath mats that you threw up all over.
Oh.
And I just got done cleaning the floors up in the bathroom. Oh. I mean, I had left.
You look like you showered, though, today.
Thank you
did
for noticing.
Did you shower today?
You're damn straight I did.
Because I know when you're that sick, it's sometimes tough to personal hygiene. Thank you for doing the personal hygiene.
I could not come into work today with the layers of filth that I had accumulated.
You went to bed, though, in a state of filth?
Yes.
Yeah, you got
it. I just walked because I didn't know, and it was a good thing because it happened again
right.
during the night.
Sometimes you get those stomach problems where you have to just go in the
tub. I mean, if I ever doubted if she loves me.
Oh, that's a good moment, man. There.
And I got up this morning, and I just saw there were three big white hefty bags that had, like, I guess, paper towels.
Hazmat.
And it was just, I got up and I said, oh. I love you. And she said, yeah, that's great. Don't kiss me.
Uh-huh.
You woke up and there were guys with hazmat suits that were taking them out to the curb.
Yeah. She said it was equal to my German Shepherd, some of his worst explosions.
Wow. And not even any thunder or lightning to scare you. That's a pretty good deal there.
Can you even imagine if there had been a thunderstorm?
What if people were like that?
Yeah.
You know, every time there was a thunderstorm, oh, my God.
You know, sometimes you go back to top and bottom and which wins.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think you're only going to have vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Surprises.
Yeah, you retch.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
And you heave, and it uh-huh. sometimes it just happens.
I have total control over my faculties.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad news all around.
I lost control of my bowels last night.
Well, it seems that everything has been purged from your system.
I hope so. The problem at this point is I still feel like I could, on command, throw up.
Yeah.
And I really feel like when I'm going to go in the bathroom that something's going
to
happen.
But you haven't much to do. I mean, you don't have any fuel, right?
When I just went in, all that came out was a watery substance.
Uh-huh.
I've been there. Maybe it's your colon. Maybe it's colitis.
Sick. Now I'm getting really queasy.
It's not colitis. I have a beautiful teenage colon. I just had my colon checked.
I'm getting real super queasy.
Boy, have I passed a lot of water.
Hey, as Dom was telling me this, though, did you notice you were telling me about it before the show and I was eating those breakfast bars, not blinking an eye?
Yeah.
You know? That's good when you can do that.
That is good.
It's almost like a doctor. You know, doctors can handle anything.
Doctors are always eating breakfast bars.
Or the septic tank guy that I saw one time when I was up in Maine. And the guy that worked on the septic tank, he was digging the whole thing out, and he had the tank itself with the top taken off of it.
Yes.
And he was eating his lunch over the top.
I remember.
He had his lunchbox next to him, and he was dangling his feet into the tank, and he was eating his lunch.
I remember.
I had total respect for that guy.
I know.
That's so Holmesy. Holmesy. That's a half homie and half folks.
Hello, Holmesy.
Hello, Holmesy.
Yeah.
Well, Marsha works at a doctor's office, and that's what they talk about over lunch.
Did you just yak?
No.
I just saw you lean over. Was it because I was talking about that?
You have powerful words of persuasion.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You're doing the same to me. You're making me queasy talking about all your things. I didn't mean to make – I would stop right away because you're sick, and I'm not sick. And I would not have even brought that up. Oops. Let me change the subject right now.
You are the Vin Scully of vomit, Mike. I'm serious. You paint a picture because I've heard the story.
Yes, you've heard the story. I've told the story many times.
And I've heard the story in great detail.
Yes.
Right. It's a lovely story, and I tell it so well with such enthusiasm.
All right, onward, upward.
Yes.
Oops-a-daisy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And now for our long-distance dedication. And it reads, Dear Don and Mike, my name is Hannah. I'm from Montana. I have juvenile AIDS, and my dad looks like he smelled a fart. Dear Don and Mike, will you please play Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap by AC/DC?
That sounds like the same guy that reads the lyrics, doesn't it?
Are you that guy? I thought the same thing.
Are
as
you
well.
The same guy that does the lyrics in the British accent?
No.
Yes,
yes,
you are.
You are. Like, stick to the lyrics, my friend.
Really? He's starting to expand a little bit.
Don't be like the Fred Rogers guy. Don't go outside your zone.
We all live in the same house, Pilar and all of us.
Oh, Pilar?
Say hello.
How about Jorge?
We're all here, man.
Yeah, they're all there. I wonder if that's true.
Well, then they should call in.
Give us 2 seconds of Jorge.
No, it's not me. I'm not Jorge.
Are you mean you've got other guys that do it?
No, we just all live here. I'm Rock Lyric Guy, and I was branching out a little bit.
Rock Lyric Guy.
Let's welcome to the show, Rock Lyric Guy.
It's Rock Lyric Guy.
Rock Lyric Guy.
Yeah. Well, can you give us this 1 second of what may have been your favorite rock lyric so people will know who we're talking about?
If you're having trouble with your high school head.
All right,
that's
right
all.
On.
That's good enough for
that's
me.
Right need. On, dude. Okay, you pass on to the next round.
Thanks, man.
Off you go.
Going to Hollywood.
Hey, P.S. Casey? Or Dynamite?
What?
He's doing his Casey.
He's continuing his long
don't do the Casey.
You know, your mouth is doing weird, weird things.
It's Rock Lyric Guy.
Uh-huh. I like
sounds
it.
Like, I love it when listeners give themselves identities like they get on America's Funniest Home Videos.
You know, and that's the great hypocrisy of the show. Normally, we disqualify someone
right.
with a nickname. He gave himself a nickname, and we anointed him as such.
Yes, yes. Well, the way he did it, he didn't immediately identify himself as that, so we gave him a free pass.
More of a label, really.
How about you, Ridge?
That's your big bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the world's funniest old man
okay,
or what?
You know what I was going to tell you about? Did you watch it this morning?
Yeah, we got a break.
Okay. Oh, because when we come back, I'll tell you about their major screw-up. You brought it to my attention yesterday with with Charlie running the board mm-hmm. for Regis and Kat, and it carried into today's show.
Oh. And do you know that they even mentioned today that if the caller they had.
It was for the. It was. That's what I'm talking about.
Ah. Right.
For the Yeti trivia.
For the trivia.
And she said, I didn't watch yesterday's Wait. Show. You had a Halloween rerun on. That's all I was going to tell you.
We are experiencing audio difficulties from our local program.
And then
no adjustment of your set is necessary.
What do you mean?
Please stand by.
What the hell was going on?
And here's the thing. The audio problems that we thought originated on Channel 7 here mm-hmm. in D.C. Mm-hmm. yesterday.
Nope.
Apparently we're on their satellite network.
Network.
But yeah. But that's a show that's. Rerun 3 hours later.
Nationwide.
You get what I'm right. saying? She was from the West Coast. She was like from the state of Washington. So mm-hmm. you would think in the 3 hours between when the show airs live
yeah.
at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
and the time that they run
Was it, she from the West Coast?
She sure was yeah, because she said, it
Oh, sure, that's right, Washington State.
It sure is early out here.
And then, you showed me a Halloween rerun, so I couldn't tell you what the Susan Lucci trivia question was.
So you know what I bet? I mean, God, we're way behind the curtain here, but who gives a frig? I bet that somebody said, you know what, this whole show today is screwed up because of audio.
Right.
For the West Coast, just play an old show.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Just play
yep.
the Halloween show. But the problem is nobody tells Regis Philbin that.
And, right. and if that's the case, then Gelman lied to him. So it was about 8 minutes. We had eight minutes of technical difficulties. You heard him in the background there. But I don't doubt that for a second. They said, chuck it, and they ran a rerun.
That's your big bitch.
Now, you know what I found myself thinking after they said that to Regis? Do you think Regis lingers on that? Do you think he, after the show, is he the Letterman brooding type where he says, hey, what's the deal? No. Or does he just move on and like, hey, I've got lunch at 21.
Yeah, he's off to lunch with James Gandolfini.
Already forgotten about it.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I don't give a rat's ass.
Exactly.
Joy and I are going to a Withless party tonight for a Withless HBO movie.
And the chairman of the board of the Hallmark Channel will be there again.
You know, he's the guy that he takes me. Yeah, Henry Schleif.
Henry Schleif.
Henry runs the Hallmark Channel.
Henry Schleif.
Henry should be an actor.
Henry Schleif is going to be making a movie about me. It's going to be called...
I Like Rape.
He doesn't have a speaking part, but he nods his head vigorously.
Because I'm his bitch.
Henry Schleif.
Really big bitch.
That's your big bitch.
I'll be hosting the new show on the Hallmark Channel, Dying Celebrities. Dying Celebrities on the next Hallmark Channel.
Listen, I realize that I'm feverish and everything else, but we must stop it to analyze what we're doing at this point. God, I really analyze things when I get sick.
Uh-huh.
We are talking about behind-the-scenes stuff
right.
on the Regis Philbin show.
We do that every day.
Yeah, but I mean, we're really behind the scenes now. We are so behind the scenes. We're talking about them having a problem with a satellite and a tape delay to Washington, and we're talking about some tool that's the head of the Hallmark
Well,
channel.
He talked about Henry Schleif today.
I don't think most people watch Regis Philbin. I think we're kind of an anomaly. Uh-huh.
You are sick. You are really ill because you talk. You and I talk about it every day.
I don't think we're normal.
We're not normal.
I don't think normal people watch Regis Philbin, certainly like we do.
No, absolutely.
They don't watch it, and they don't pick it apart, and they don't know who Henry Schleif is, and they don't know that he didn't say today, I'd like to get baby Joy down on all fours. He said, I would enjoy being on all fours.
All right, we're going
to
get you some salt tablets,
yeah, just
okay?
Just have a seat.
You're dehydrated. You're dehydrated.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.